From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European interior ministers fail to agree on a plan to relocate thousands of migrants across the European Union. A majority of the ministers support the plan, but objections came from Eastern European nations, especially Hungary and Slovakia, to the plan's provision for binding quotas. The ministers did agree on a plan to relocate 40,000 migrants now in Greece and Italy. Swedish Justice and Migration Minister Morgan Johansson said he hopes Europe can do more than that.
I hope that the European Union can commit itself to redistribute 120,000 refugees from Italy, Greece and Hungary, another 120 above of the top of those 40,000 that we agreed on this summer.
Earlier Monday, Hungary blocked its main crossing point along the border with Serbia with razor wire. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said new laws restricting immigration call for severe punishments for human traffickers. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire on them Sunday. 12 people were killed, including two Mexican citizens. Six survivors say Mexico's ambassador to Egypt their convoy was attacked by plane and helicopter. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has demanded an investigation into the shooting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called emergency talks with his ministers Monday to discuss the surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians in Jerusalem. A Jewish man died early Monday when his car crashed into a ditch after it was struck by a Palestinian rock thrower. Two others in the car were hurt. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of an operating base. Meanwhile, Syria's ambassador to Russia, Riyad Haddad, on Monday called talk of a Russian troop presence in Syria a lie. A week after expanding its reconnaissance operations of terrorist groups from Iraq to Syria, France's president says strikes against Islamic State militants are necessary. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking at a joint press conference with his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, President François Hollande announced a new step in France's involvement in combating the Islamic State group.
Nous sommes également présents dans la coalition en Irak.
Hollande said France is part of a coalition in Iraq against the militant group. Paris has started reconnaissance flights last week in Syria to allow it to consider whether airstrikes are necessary. And he said they are. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in central Afghanistan, freeing hundreds of inmates. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Afghan officials say the well-organized pre-dawn assault began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance that allowed other insurgents.
Well, apparently we're going to have some problems with that. Let's move on to our next story. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been ousted from office in a leadership challenge. Mr. Abbott was replaced as leader of the Liberal Party by his rival, Malcolm Turnbull, who will become head of the new government. Turnbull's support for a carbon trading plan, gay marriage, and an Australian republic have made him unpopular with his party's right wing. A 16-year-old girl has died from Ebola in the northern district of Sierra Leone. The death is seen as a setback for the country, which just last month celebrated the discharge of its last Ebola patient. The country had gone for 6 months without a new case of the disease. Reuters reports officials quarantined hundreds of people Monday in hopes of stemming the spread of Ebola. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch Monday warned of new indictments in the continuing investigation into the corruption of international football. Lynch spoke at a news conference alongside her Swiss counterpart, Michael Lauber. The developments are the latest in the ongoing crisis that erupted last May when seven senior soccer officials and sports marketing executives were arrested and charged with corruption. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.